The following is the realization of His Grace, Surdas.
Nandirani, budding flower of Hare Krishna man, blossoming at Goloka Dham. To remember, it's very nice, such a nice Vaishnavi as Nandirani, who grew up right in front of my eyes. I could see how this wonderful bud blossomed into a flower in the association of wonderful Krishna conscious parents like Anand Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji. And simultaneously how enthusiastic she was to take the association of the Vaishnavas around and in the courtyard of Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari temple. She was a very, very inquisitive child, always wanting to know more and more about Krishna from any Vaishnava, whosoever she met in Hare Krishna land. She would talk to him or her about Krishna and remind him about Krishna. I remember many times she used to come to my office and ask me, Prabhuji, where is Krishna? How can I progress on the path of spiritual life? I am making a lot of mistakes. Nandirani was a very wonderful Krishna conscious child who did not know what a mistake was, but she was conscious of these things from her childhood. The wonderful question that she posed to me over the years was definitely inquisitive and showed that she definitely had devotion from her previous life. In this life she was bestowed with wonderful parents and loving spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, who named her Nandirani. She was always smiling, remembering Krishna, and would dance in the temple room with their devotees. I recollect that whenever we visited Anand Mohan Prabhu's house, she would be very happy to receive the Vaishnavas. She would try to serve them, and not only serve, but would insist that they honor more and more prasadam. She would also listen to the stories about Krishna with rapt attention whenever there was satsang at her home. As parents, Anand Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji must have noticed as to how she kept her Krishna consciousness intact from a very early age. She always meditated on wonderful Krishna conscious activities like the manner of putting a very nice tilak and the way of dressing properly. She would always serve as spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, with lot of awe and reverence. She was conscious from her early age about the significance of spiritual master, parents and all the Vaishnavas around her. I could see that she was not an ordinary child. She was born to finish off her previous karma quickly and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada has said, this material world is not fit for a gentleman. So do your business quickly and get out of it. This is what Nandirani has done in a short span of her life. Nandirani's sadhana was wonderful. She would come on Sundays to the temple, chant her rounds and inspire young kids to remain in Krishna consciousness. Many a time she would recite shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. Simultaneously she would pose many questions in the assembly of Vaishnavas which would make them wonderstruck as to how this little child was asking such wonderful questions. I recollect many times when His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was lecturing, she would put wonderful questions to him. When I used to hear her posing these questions, I was sure that she practically knew the answers to all of them, but she was merely putting these questions for the benefit of others, the parents and all those who had come for the satsang. This showed the spontaneous quality of a Vaishnavi, how to make other persons wonderful Krishna conscious devotees. I would often wonder what a fortunate child she was. From her young age she was visiting many holy tirthas, Vrindavan, Mathura, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badrinath, Kedarnath, etc. I remember she was with me during the Chardham Yatra, smiling all the time, and in spite of the severe cold and hard trekking, she would help others. She would be feeling cold, but she would try to help others, asking them, are you feeling cold? If you ask her, she would reply, I'm not feeling cold. These are some of the wonderful remembrances that I personally have about Nandirani. She would do a lot of service in the festivals like Rath Yatra, Janmashtami, etc. She would serve prasadam to many visiting people and was very active in Krishna consciousness. A normal child of her age would not have been so active as she was. This shows that Nandirani was not an ordinary child. I remember how very enthusiastic she was during Gita distribution marathon in the month of December, distributing Bhagavad Gitas. When her parents used to go to different places like factories, railway stations and other places to distribute the Bhagavad Gitas, she would accompany them and from morning till evening remain enthusiastic in book distribution without feeling tired. This shows what a very fortunate child she was. By doing devotional service, she was not only winning the heart of Vaishnavas, but also had inclination always to please Prabhupada and Krishna. Reading the wonderful offering that she has written to her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, on the occasion of his Vyasa Puja celebration held on August 15, 2001, I can see the extent to which she was conscious of advancing in her spiritual life. That showed she had spontaneous love for her spiritual master and for Krishna, because she was always hankering for wonderful Krishna conscious advice from senior Vaishnavas. I recollect how much she liked to associate with Varaha Rupa Devidasi, my wife, and she would always cling to her, talking about Krishna consciousness and ask many questions which my wife used to answer, and this made her feel very happy. My wife used to narrate wonderful pastimes of Krishna to her. In this way, she was very, very close to all the Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas of Hare Krishna land who used to like her. She was a budding Krishna conscious rose of Hare Krishna land. Everyone was her well-wisher. Everyone was blessing her every moment. Maybe this dear child was wanted by Krishna, and she may be off from our material vision, but she must be definitely with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because she had not committed any mistakes or any sinful activities. Nandarani was a Krishna conscious child, and we are praying that she remains in the association of Krishna eternally. We just have to remember this wonderful child who has not only brought her parents but also many other Vaishnavas closer to Krishna. Even in Hare Krishna land, she would inspire the Hare Krishna kids to chant Saru Prasadam on festival days and would help the kids with her association. Keeping all her activities in mind and what she enacted from a young age, we find that there was not even a single flaw that could take her away from Krishna. So we pray to Krishna, we're sure you must have called this child back to Godhead. May Krishna bless her eternally, and may her memory be ever with us, which will always make us remember Krishna and the wonderful pastimes of wonderful devotees on this planet.